From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrabee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a postseason edition of the Mike McCarthy Show. Along with Lance Allen, I'm Wayne Larrabee. The head coach of the Green Bay Packers is with us, Mike McCarthy, following a 24-10 victory over the Minnesota Vikings. Boy, took three games, but finally the season is done for all day in that Minnesota team that that performed so well this year.
Good season for the Minnesota Vikings, and you know, I think it's really a credit to our division. You look at the teams in our division. Obviously, us and Minnesota make the playoffs. Chicago coming down to the last day. So, yes, it was playoff football. Number one, I thought the crowd, the atmosphere at Lambeau Field Saturday night was unbelievable. I mean, those are the types of games you'll always remember. And it really started with our defense and shutting down Adrian Peterson and keeping him out of the end zone.
Mike, Adrian Peterson had 210 yards, 199 yards in the two previous games. This game, only 99. What changed in your mind?
Well, I just really think our defense has settled down a little bit. I felt the game in Minnesota, if you look at the videotape, we were probably more control of the line of scrimmage at Minnesota than we were here in Green Bay. But our guys were a lot more disciplined, staying in their gaps, not peeking as much. We still had a couple peakers, Saturday night. But, you have to do that because he extends every run play. Every time he touches the ball, he's going to extend that play. So you really have to stay, true to your leverage and trust the guy next to you.
You know, you received a little bit of a wild card, so to speak, no pun intended, when Joe Webb was announced as a quarterback. Christian Ponder, the starter, unable to go in the ball game. When did you really have a feel that Ponder might not play, and how much of a difference was Webb in this ball game for you guys to prepare for defensively?
Well, we were in the office all day Saturday. I'm going to say sometime around noon or whatever. I don't remember exactly what time it was. Don Capers and I were talking about it. He had pulled up the video on Joe, and he was watching it, just going through his call sheet. I know Mike Turgeback was also in his office watching the videotape. Frankly, for me, when they showed Christian Ponder warming up out on Lambeau Field, I mean, you could just see the size of it. I mean, I was like, my goodness, I don't think it didn't look like he could throw the ball. And then shortly after that, it became, viral, as they say, in the social network. And it seemed like it was going to happen. And then obviously it happened with the inactives.
The return of Charles Woodson, 6 tackles. I think he made his presence felt very early on with that 2-yard loss, a tackle for loss against Adrian Peterson. And what does he do for your defense, Mike, just lining guys up properly and just being in there, so to speak?
Well, it's great to have Charles back. Number one, I think people get, forget about the fact the guy's a heck of a football player. He's a tough football player, instinctive football player. And he plays, two, sometimes three positions for us. So that flexibility, those targeting issues, is always something an offense has to prepare for. But, I mean, on a personal note, it's just great to have him back out there. You've watched this man go through the rehab, working out. He's here, all the time. And, he's not getting any younger. And this is his time of year. This is our time of year. So it was great to have him back out there.
Mike, the Minnesota Vikings came in with a plan to make sure they took away the big plays downfield against your offense. And it seemed like they vacated that middle level of defense. And you and Aaron Rodgers just kind of picked him apart through that first half.
Well, I really liked the way our offense looked for about the first 2.5 quarters. The run to pass balance was definitely intact. We were doing a good job on third down, and Aaron, just was taking what was there. I mean, it was clearly evident the way he spread the ball around. I think it was 10 receivers he threw the ball to. So, we didn't run the ball very well in the third and fourth quarter, and kind of left some offense out there. But getting the score to 24-3. I mean, that's where you want to be. And I just wish we'd have knocked him out of the box.
Speaking of receivers, Mike, this week going in, Jordy Nelson, a little bit banged up. What is his status, and could that mean that Donald Driver is active this week?
Well, I mean, we'll work the full week with all of our guys. Donald's decision is obviously very tough for everybody involved, but special teams is a factor in that. As far as Jordy Nelson, it's going to take the week to unfold. So I know he's been going through the treatment. I don't know how much he'll practice, Tuesday and Wednesday, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
All right, Mike, coming up, we'll focus in on the San Francisco 49ers when the Mike McCarthy Show rolls on. Well, Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. The Green Bay Packers move on to the playoffs to the divisional round to take on the second-seeded San Francisco 49ers. Now, Mike McCarthy, this is a rematch of a game played way back in week one. And, you know, a lot of time has passed. Two teams are much different. Give us a thumbnail as to what you see between these two teams and how they're different.
Well, as far as our football team, you know, when we come out of training camp, our focus was to try to play as many people as possible. I mean, obviously, to win games, but it was a focus of ours early. You know, I feel like we've accomplished that. I feel like we're a very well-rounded football team. We have the ability to win games in all three areas, special teams, offense, and defense. As far as the 49ers, I mean, their biggest change has been a quarterback. You know, very talented young man, big arm, you know, makes a lot of plays. It's a very challenging offense. Their defense has been consistent all year. And, you know, their special teams is well coached and consistent. So I think this is going to be a hell of a football game.
In that first game, Mike, 186 rushing yards for the 49ers. Frank Gore averaged, I think, 7 yards every time he touched the ball. With what you did with Adrian Peterson and the run defense, do you feel a little bit better equipped? Can that help you in this game?
Well, you know, anytime you have a positive experience, you obviously want to carry it forward. But, you know, the 49ers offense and the Vikings offense, we're talking about, you know, two totally different systems. Frank's a dynamic running back. I've had opportunity to coach Frank in his rookie year. He's one of those type of big, you know, he's a big-time player, no doubt. But, you know, with the things that they do and how they do it, you know, a lot of shifts and motions and things like that. So our challenges are going to be a little different. Where they're trying to create angles and really nuisance shifts, and a lot of times where a lot of shift of motion doesn't mean anything. So rattling into the football and the way we played against Minnesota will definitely help us.
Let's go back to the quarterback situation. Now, you faced a quarterback who has the running ability of Colin Kaepernick in Joe Webb last weekend. How did that prepare you for what you might see this week, understanding that Kaepernick's a much better passer, much more accomplished passer than Joe Webb? But Webb ran a few read option plays in that first drive. And does that help you in your preparation for this game?
I mean, like you've already stated, Colin Kaepernick and Joe Webb are two totally different football players. I mean, Colin Kaepernick has played a lot more football already, even at this early stage in his career, and is a very dynamic talent at the quarterback position. So, but the fact that they both ran that one play, the read option, it's an experience that we can look at and so forth. But the way we play Colin Kaepernick will be totally different than the way we play Joe Webb.
Aaron Rodgers is from near the Bay Area. We all know the story. He grew up a 49ers fan, got bypassed in the 2005 draft. Mike, he's usually a pretty cool customer, but is this a time where you tell him to funnel his emotions properly, or don't you need to tell him that?
Gosh, I don't think so. I mean, you know, Aaron and I talk on a regular basis. I would think we're past that. But personally, this is an exciting time for him. I mean, it's a big moment for our football team. You know, it's a playoff game. It's on the road. You know, this will be a staple win, you know, in our season. And I know he's in tune with that. But anytime you get to go back home and play, it always brings a little extra, you know, a little extra juice to the moment. And I know he is excited about that.
Mike, aside from concepts of play calling and personnel and X's and O's, you know, the San Francisco 49ers are one of the most physical teams in the National Football League. Do they demand that you answer that physicality on their part with what you do with your team?
Well, I think the way you ask your question, if we're answering anything, then we're not in a proper mindset. We're not doing anything that they do, to, you know, or what we think that they're going to dictate. We will dictate the flow of the football game. We have a style of football that we're taking to San Francisco, and we will do the little things to win the game.
Kind of hand in hand with that, Mike. Alden Smith, 19 and a half sacks, usually lines up on the same side with Justin Smith. Is that one of those matchups
Absolutely.
That you guys have to win?
The Smiths do an excellent job. You know, really the combination of the other TE game and the things you can do. You can see Alden has a lot more success when Justin's in there, and anybody that's been around Justin Smith, you know, you appreciate the way he plays the game. So, yes, it's there's a lot of those matchups, you know, and it's important for us just to be in tune with the things they do, but more importantly, stay focused on the way we're going to play. I really like our plan. I really like the mindset of our football team. It's, as it always does, it's going to start up front. You know, the line of scrimmage is going to be, if you want to watch an important part of the game, that's what you should focus on.
You know, Mike, so much is made of home field advantage in the playoffs and that type of thing. Certainly, you'd rather be playing home. We
Absolutely.
Understand that. But going on the road, that's not been a problem necessarily for you guys in terms of your football team, regular season, or certainly postseason where you went four in a row, in the playoffs 2 years ago?
Well, number one, it's a credit to our players. I mean, just their ability to focus and really, you know, stay in tune with the us against them mentality. The second part of it is kind of the way we're built. You know, we're not just built to win one certain way, and that's something we spend a lot of time on. As far as we're talking about personnel, developing the schemes and concepts for the whole season, so we feel that we can go into play anybody, anywhere, any way to win a game, and that's why I'm really excited about this football team. This is a very well-rounded football team, this 2012 Green Bay Packer team. So with that, we're going to stay true to who we are. We're going to San Francisco to win.
All right. Coming up, we open up the playbook on the goal line after these messages.
Rodgers arranges the backfield. Kuhn to his right. Three receivers left. Snap to Rodgers, looking left. Scrambles to his right. Throws it back over the middle. Got Kuhn at the five. To the end zone for the touchdown. And a dagger.
We're back on the Mike McCarthy Show. Let's go inside the playbook. Now, the Packers get a break the first drive of the third quarter. They're setting up for a field goal, Mike, and then Minnesota's caught with too many men on the field. Now it's first and goal at the 9-yard line of Minnesota. Tell us about this play right here.
We got a play here that has a couple components going on. We got a three-step drop combination here in the slot. We also have a fullback screen. Now, we actually called this because prior to this series, as you've already stated, before depending on the field goal, we wanted to call this for 97 because we've actually hit this play on Minnesota at home last year against Robinson. So with that, Robinson was in the game. You can see Aaron, we still let the play roll because he has an option to throw the ball out here to the three-man side. We do the mechanics to make it look like a protection adjustment. John's supposed to set the end. You can see the defensive end reads the play very well. Aaron slides out of the pocket to make a play, but you know, obviously TJ is not aware of the scramble. So now we have a fullback screen with a lead blocker, and that's the way it worked out. And we'll just leave it at that, Wayne.
But the big key is none of those guys in stripes were aware that TJ was in the middle here. But go ahead, looking at it from the end zone view now. Well, this is window dressing here, right?
Clearly. Well, yeah, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. We do a lot of things at the line of scrimmage. Aaron changes a lot of plays. He changes a lot of protection, changes a lot of run plays. So sometimes it is the real thing, sometimes it isn't. So in this particular case, it isn't. But in fairness to the referees, I mean, there's a lot of things going on here. You obviously got to change a formation by the back. You know, Aaron, you can see the slide of the line as the play unfolds. You can see we're trying to – John is setting the defensive end, and then he's going to slide right in here under the block of the offensive lineman. And then Aaron goes into a scramble phase. So, you know, right away you can see the ump loses sight of TJ, and that's a good thing for the Packers.
It certainly was. And that was the touchdown that gave you guys the big lead, 24-3. All right, we'll be back. Got lots of game balls coming up. It's Lance Allen's favorite segment next on the Mike McCarthy Show. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time to delve into the game balls, the awards for the victory over the Vikings. And Lance, start us off.
All right, John Kuhn on offense, Mike. And, what a game. You know, two touchdowns. First Packer to have, a touchdown and a run and a pass in two playoff games in franchise history. And this guy just gets it done, doesn't he?
John Kuhn's a heck of a football player, and he's a great teammate. You know, just all the little things that he does, you know, both on offense and special teams. So it's always exciting to see the blue collar, the grunt type players, you know, have success like that. And, once again, John's steady, takes advantage of all his opportunities, and he had a big night against
the Vikings. You said grunt type. I mean, that pirouette that he did in the end zone, that was a thing of beauty when he got hit. Stayed on his feet, too.
Well, it wasn't planned.
You don't like his dance moves otherwise, huh?
John's a heck of an athlete.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is.
No question, but he's a lot of things for the Packers. Clay Matthews, Sam Shields on defense. Sam, he had the big interception in that ball game.
You know, Sam probably played one of his better games, you know, as a Green Bay Packer. So, you know, it's nice to see him come back, you know, from last year. Had the injury early, you know, in the Houston game this year. And really stepped up big for us with the turnover. And Clay was, I mean,
Clay's Clay.
Can't block him.
You know, exactly.
What a special player.
Special teams, Terrell Manning had a couple of tackles, and that's sometimes a thing that's overlooked, but special teams seem to have a very good day.
Yeah, Terrell played an outstanding football game. He was impactful. Just his particular position, you know, the penetration on the kickoff coverage and things like that. I was very impressed with the way he played. He's a young man that also went through an injury. He hasn't had a lot of opportunities, and then when you give him his chance, he goes out and wins a game ball. So he really had a fine game.
And the fans' choice this week, you can always send us your suggestions at hashtag McCarthy Show via Twitter. And it's, of course, the fan favorite, John Kuhn, getting it done once again. Maybe it was so much for that play in the end zone that we talked about earlier, Mike, but he's just got an attachment with the fans in Green Bay, doesn't he?
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of funny. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. The first time, a couple times I heard Kuhn, I thought they were booing us. So he's a neat guy. He deserves all the success.
All right. We're going to wrap up the Mike McCarthy Show with the final segment talking about the 49ers. That's next on the Mike McCarthy Show.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Wayne Larrabee, Lance Allen, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. Second round of the playoffs, Mike. I mean, this is what everybody kind of lives for. Do you have that feeling you guys are kind of getting up on that edge, getting up on that run, that special feeling you must have had back in 2010?
Well, you know, that special feeling in 2010, you know, really didn't hit me till we were done. So I think it's important to just stay focused on the immediate target, and that's beating the San Francisco 49ers, you know, in San Francisco. So what's exciting about this team is, you know, we won our first playoff game this year, but you still see that room for improvement. Now we're running out of time to keep talking about improvement. So we need to make sure we have the ultimate performance this week. And I just like the way our guys work, you know, the mindset that we have. And, you know, we're going out there for win number two.
Two teams with Super Bowl aspirations. Yeah. The two teams have met in the playoffs before. This has got to be something special too that you kind of really relish.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, these are the games you really live for. I know the players. These are the games they want to play in. You know, they're a good football team, no doubt about it. And we're going to their stadium. So these are the pelts on the wall that when you're done in your time, and this business is over, you'll look back on. You'll say, hey, that was a special night.
You know, your football team has evolved, as we've mentioned before, since opening week. The little running back that you've got out there now, Dewan Harris, let me just ask you what people keep asking me. Is he the real deal?
I hope so. I hope so.
He's been outstanding.
Yeah, he's doing a great job. I mean, you think about when he arrived here and, you know, what he's done on the practice squad, and he's able to get the opportunity to come up on the 53. So, I mean, you know, I just love that path. You see guys that earn every opportunity, and now he's, you know, he's been able to get carries in the game. He's doing a very good job in the pass protection, because that was the one question we had about him, you know, because we didn't have time to go through a preseason game and find out. So the timing and what he's been able to do is very unique, and it's really a credit to him. And, you know, I'm excited about, you know, his opportunities that he's going to have, you know, Saturday night in San Francisco.
You've got another guy very similar in that regard, and that is Jeremy Ross.
Absolutely.
And he's a guy who, does he figure in this week on the kick returns and punt returns again?
Definitely. We'll work both Jeremy and Randall Cobb on the returns this week, and he's doing a great job. So, once again, you got young players coming into our program in the middle of the year that just, you know, fought and scrapped and did things on the practice squad. Obviously everybody had taken notice to. Injuries occur, they get an opportunity, and they cash in. So, I mean, that's what the game of football, that's what team football is all about.
Speaking of young players, Mike, in addition to Harris being a new starter, Evan Dietrich Smith is a new starter, Don Barclay, rookie free agent, playing at right tackle, but now he's starting. You've won three road playoff games in a row, franchise record, going back to the Super Bowl run
Man,
in 2010.
You
like those stats, don't you?
Yeah, I learn something every time I sit down next to you.
But
just scary. But anyway.
Yeah, it is. But how do you get prepared for road playoff football with young guys like that?
Well, that's where the leadership element in the locker room to me really has to kick in. You can, you know, PowerPoints only take you so far. Really, PowerPoints just give you a structure of information to make sure the little things are being coached up and talked about. We have excellent leadership in our locker room, and we got a lot of young leaders that are developing too. So. Once again, I think we do a very good job of keeping things clear, simple, and make sure that when we step on a field, we're playing football. We don't care who's in the stands, you know, in the parking lot. None of that matters. So we're going out there to win the game, and our guys are really in tune with that.
Mike, congratulations on the win over the Vikings.
Thank you.
Good luck this Saturday night in San Francisco.
Appreciate it.
All right, for Lance Allen, I'm Wayne Larrabee. Mike McCarthy Show, we'll see you next week right back here.